Kushla joins us now. Kush, the story from the rumour file, and I have in front of me a copy of it, is a how-to-vote card for Clem Newton-Brown for in Paran, and it has comments against three other candidates on the how-to-vote card, describing one as pro-gay Labor, the other as homophobic Family First, and another as pro-gay Greens. That did get distributed from Clem's Facebook account.
It did. I've spoken to Clem. He was actually happy to come on, but he needed to get permission from the higher powers, and unfortunately, timing just got away from us, and he wasn't able to do that. He confirms that he was sent that how to vote card on social media. Somehow it has got saved to his phone, or he says he can't remember, but he's somehow forwarded it on to this person. He says that the card came from an opponent, but he can't remember who. So I said to him, well, it sounds like it could have just been anyone that's made it up, not necessarily an opponent. But, yeah, basically he's accidentally sent it on rather than the real thing.
Okay.
And so we've all done that. We've sent photos that we shouldn't send, haven't we?
So it's been sent to him by a political opponent, somehow saved into his social media somehow.
Yes.
And when someone has rung up and said, can I have a copy of your how-to-vote card, what has been sent is not the how-to-vote card, but somehow that one that has been lodged in his social media, which assesses the status of three of his opponents, who are numbered 4, 6 and 8 on the ballot paper, according to their stance on gay issues.
That's right, yes.
Okay.